Uncle Joe, tell us a story.
A storybook story.
Here's the story. 100.3 The Sound, Southern California's classic rock. Off the Record with John Mellencamp this Sunday night. You say there's, haven't heard many interviews with John. That's right. He hasn't done many interviews. I got a couple choice bits from him, though. And Kenny Aronoff, one of the finest drummers in America, the guy that defined Mellencamp's sound. Well, just the drums and John Mellencamp and his guitar. I asked him, the first real breakthrough was American Fool. And it sounded different. There were unique drum sound just when that first came out. Besides the fact the lyrics maybe meant a little something for the first time, John, what was your feeling on what made Hurt So Good?
The thing about American Fool record is that it sounded different, not only for me, but for other records. I mean, It Hurt So Good is a pop rock song, and there's only a good time to be had by listening to it. And there's nothing wrong with that, I don't think. You know, I think that's okay. It's okay to have fun, right? But when they heard that song, you know, they heard, coo, coo, cut these drums that didn't sound like Steely Dan drums, which were in vogue at the time. They heard one guitar, one bass drum, and it was like, the only thing they could compare it to was The Clash, right? And the record signed The Clash. I said, you must be out of your mind. Yeah. You know, you must be out of your mind, right?
Think about it. There's drums and a guitar. It is like The Clash. A little more contained, a little more sophisticated. That's the story.